Chapter 3 Prelude. With Einstein ensconced in the patent office, there would seem little point in returning to his waiting period in Bern. Why dwell further on the past when the future has so much to offer? But Einstein's tutoring interlude in Bern was not as bleak and empty as we may be imagining. Around Easter of 1902, a week after the advent of spring, a Romanian, Maurice Solovina, saw an advertisement in a Bern newspaper saying that an Albert Einstein offered tutoring in physics for 3 francs an hour. Solovina, a philosophy student at the University of Bern, had wide-ranging interests. Going to the address given, he explained to Einstein that being dissatisfied with the intangibles of philosophy, he wanted to learn more about a solid subject like physics. This struck a responsive chord in Einstein, and a spirited discussion ensued. Some 2 hours later, when Solovina took his leave, Einstein accompanied him to continue the discussion for a further half hour in the street. Next day they met for the first tutoring session, but the discussion continued instead. And on the third day, Einstein said that discussions with Solovina would be far more interesting than needlessly tutoring him in physics. Thereafter, the two met regularly. Soon they were joined by Konrad Habicht, a mathematician friend of Einstein's, and thus there came into being what the three men fondly called their Olympia Academy. Much as other men meet to play cards, Einstein and his friends met to discuss philosophy and physics, and on occasion literature and whatever else caught their fancy, intensively and often boisterously. Einstein was the leading spirit. The meetings usually took place in his apartment, beginning with a frugal dinner, and often continuing in lively debate far into the night, to the annoyance of the neighbours. The friends read together and dissected together major works of philosophy and science that powerfully influenced the development of Einstein's ideas, and as these ideas developed, Einstein tried them out on his friends. Though still fundamentally a loner, he was here in his element. The Olympia Academy was in earnest, and above all, it was fun. Habicht ultimately became a schoolteacher in his hometown of Schaffhausen, where Einstein had once briefly tutored. Solovina, who settled in Paris as an editor and writer, became the author of